Cam FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W4.
And right on the money, the crew begin to go through their start sequences. A good start from Fitz, although a better start from Lucy Cavendish, whose coach before was talking about rhythm and length as the spice of life, thinking that they could get an early bump on Fitz, as was previously alluded to. Lucy Cavendish, followed by Darwin, still on station, as Christ on station. But where the real action is occurring is down with Kings and Sydney Sussex. Sydney Sussex are being pushed very, very hard by Murray Edwards. Murray in a hurry following Sydney Sussex. It's down to about a length between those two, so, and it's continuing to close as they push on towards the first post. Behind Murray Edwards, Churchill is still on station, but it looks like Murray Edwards are going to catch Sydney Sussex either before the post or just after. They're within a quarter of a length now. They're pushing on to overlap. They've got overlap. They've got to concede Sydney Sussex here as Murray Edwards are just going straight towards them. To Molly, what can you see at our first corner?
We have got Kings W2 bumping Christ W3 at first post. And over to Rahul, if you can see what's happening down the corner.
Fitz have conceded right on the corner, which means that Lucy Cavendish all combined have got a bump on that Fitz boat as they drift in here to Sham.
Yeah, so Mortlin are chasing Queen W3 very closely. It's within half a length and they're striding ever closer. They're 3 feet now, 2 feet to the call. They've almost got overlap. They're really pushing in. The bowman is almost level with the cocks. It's just a matter of whether they can officially get the bump. They'll concede within moments, I'm predicting.
Molly.
Further down the division, we have Homerton and Robin and Wolfston. Sorry, Wolfston are chasing Homerton, and they're very close as well. Back to you, Rahul.
To Molly.
To Molly. So we have just had two bumps as we're approaching first corner post. Murray Edwards have bumped. No, that's wrong. Yes, Murray Edwards seems to have bumped Sydney. I'm going to clarify on that. But further down, Queen has managed to bump Claire. A jubilant looking Queen there. I'm just going to find out what happened with Murray Edwards. So back to you, Rahul.
Brilliant, thank you very much. I'm on Grothy and I've just got the Darwin W2 boat rushing past me now. They're looking quite tidy. The cox has a look behind
them.
Don't worry about this. Nothing there because they're followed by Churchill W2, which means there's been bumps there between Pink W2 and Christ W2. And doesn't seem to be there. So right behind them, that Churchill boat then. So confirming that Murray Edwards did bump Sydney Sussex W2. Got a Churchill boat there being followed by a Clare boat. Hard to tell which one it is because I thought we called a bump between Queens and Clare W3, which suggests that's Clare W4. But that can't be the case because I've just seen another Clare boat around the corner. So what that means is that we've got Churchill here. They're being chased by Clare. They're roughly on station here as they go past me. We've got Maudlin W2 who bumped Queen's W3, which means that the next boat is that Clare W4 boat. They're nowhere near touching distance with Clare W3. Clare are getting some shouts here to really push on to see if they can get this Clare boat. But it looks like they're already getting quite tired. As I now get a look down to first post corner, coming around after Claire, look to be something like Homerton, but Molly might have some news. Molly?
Wolfson W2 have managed to bump Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall. A very, very exciting bump that was, because Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall was right on Claire W4's tail. So Wolfson managed to just push on forward and nip into Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall. So congratulations to Wolfson there. And we've got Emma W4 rowing past as I speak, bringing up the bow, rowing very neatly and just pushing up. They're going to be on for a row over. Dishem down at the start.
Just moments ago here we witnessed Lady Margaret W3 bumping Maudlin. Maudlin had been closed to about 3 feet by Lady Margaret, was just starting to put in a push to pull away when their 5-sheet caught a massive crab, really checked the boat speed, started to spin them around in the river, and Lady Margaret managed to catch them and stop safely for all on board. Back to you, Molly.
I have got a jubilant-looking King W2 here, and I'm going to see if I can get a quick word from one of them. They're looking very, very happy. I'm going to talk to their bow here. King's bow, could you just tell us how the race went for you? really, really well. Do you feel like you did all you wanted to do?
Yeah.
So that was King's W2 bumping Christ W3 to Rahul.
It's a picture down here as I look down Plough Reach in the distant corner. I can see Homerton taking the tail here, chasing those two Clare boats. A vision of goal as they get down the reach into distant corner. They'll be coming around to Alex Power very soon, but it doesn't look like there's been much distance gained or lost between any of those boats. It looks like we might get rows for that Churchill W2, Clare W3, Clare W4, and Homerton W2. Bringing up the rear right down here are Emma W4. They'll have a nice paddle. Their number six, he basically has stopped rowing at one point. They're being cheered on by the crowd here who really want to see something fantastic, but it will take quite some doing. Homerton W2, as we have Emma coming into Grassy, Homerton W2 are basically disappearing round Ditton. So, Alex, can you see anything on Ditton or the reach? Okay, unfortunately, I think we've had a technical problem, so Alex isn't quite available. Basically, what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to get confirmation of those rowovers at the end of the course, which means that we can probably end up calling this division provisionally. We're pretty sure of the bumps. We're not quite sure of a row over in the middle. We'll need to wait because that one was going to go down the reach. So at the top of the division, the Lucy Camp Fusel combined bumped Fitz W2, continuing a torrid time for them as they slip into the W4 division proper now. Darwin W2 probably rowing over because behind them, King's W2 bumped Christ W3. Medwards, Murray in a hurry, got Sydney Sussex W2 quite early on, as Shem was telling us. Churchill W2 looked like they might be on for a row over Clare W3, also rowing over. But that one might have got tight, depending on how keen Clare were for it. Morland W2 bumped Queens W3. Clare W4 rowing over, probably in behind Clare W3. At least Cap Hutel combined were bumped by Wolfson W2, so they've now jumped up five slots in this running order in 2 days. Great news for them. Homerton W2 rowing over. LMBC catching Morland W3, who took a crab in on first post reach, bringing up the rear. Emmanuel W4, back to you in the studio, Jack.